the best tobacco you ever smoked, Jim.
Oh, that's easy. Kentucky Club. And here comes Vox Pop with Parks Johnson and Wally Butterworth broadcasting from the Republican National Convention at Convention Hall in Philadelphia. Vox Pop is dedicated to the grand and glorious order of pipe smokers and brought to you every Thursday in honor of Kentucky Club pipe tobacco, the milder, cooler, all-white burley blend, and Julep cigarettes, the new exciting cigarette that's frosted to give your throat a thrill. Tonight, Vox Pop takes you into the heart of the 1940 Republican National Convention. We're speaking to you from a special anteroom just off the main convention hall. We want you to meet some of the personalities at this great convention. Take a peek behind the scenes. Find out how some of the true blue Republicans are standing up under one of the hardest fought, most riotous GOP conventions in history. Parks and Wally are all set, so let's rock pop the Republicans. Okay, Parks, you're elected chairman.
Yes, sir, and surrounded by these Republicans, too. And the biggest one I could see was Governor Smith of Wyoming. Step a little closer to this microphone, Governor.
All right.
Hold it, engineer, while I come up with it. Oh, boy, I took it off. Governor, what's your first name?
Nell
Smith.
Yes, sir.
You've been wearing this uniform here all the time?
Yes, sir.
Red shirt, gray trousers, 6 feet what?
6 feet five.
Governor, one of the things about this program, the first thing we do is ask everybody to take a guess at some general question. The nearest man to it gets a $5 bill at the end of the program. It's going to be a little different tonight. We're going to ask everybody, on what ballot will your man be nominated? And then the one... or one's nearest to it, we'll mail them the $5 bill if they get it. Now, you guess, on what ballot will you nominate your candidate?
On the 10th ballot.
On the 10th ballot, put it down for Governor Smith. Well, I say, nominate whatever candidate. I didn't ask what candidate, sure do I. Governor, right quick for a dollar or so, we like to give them away on this program. What's Herbert Hoover's middle name?
Clark.
Clark?
Yes.
That's right, that's $1. James A. Garfield, his middle name for a dollar.
Adam.
Abram.
Abram.
Yeah, well, that's close enough. That's worth a dollar. How about Grover Cleveland? He had a first name. What was it?
Stephen.
Stephen is right. That's $3 owe you. Let me get to you right now because I don't want to owe any more. Now, Governor, all these state manners around here got an elephant on top of them, you know?
Yes, sir.
And every elephant that I've seen has got 4 feet. Every feet has got some toes on it. What's the total number of toes on your GOP elephant? Come on, for a dollar.
On each one?
Well, on the total number. You can figure it any way you want.
20.
20? How do you figure that? 5 on each?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's just got 4 on 2 feet and 5 on the other two. I can't give you a dollar on it. Tell me about this convention. Do you agree with the consensus that I've heard around here that it's not a boss convention, that it's wide open and the best man will win, all that kind of stuff?
Yes, sir. I think the best man will win.
How was the last ballot? Who was in the lead there? I believe it was Dewey.
Dewey was in the lead of the last ballot.
How's your Wyoming delegation vote last?
They were split.
Split, huh?
Yes, sir.
Between how many men?
Between Taft and Dewey and Wilkie.
Well, Governor, out there, is it in Wyoming or Arizona where there's a river that if a cowboy drinks out of it, he can't ever tell the truth anymore? Is that Arizona?
No, that's Arizona.
That's Arizona.
Quite a Wyoming.
Well, Governor, we're awfully glad to have you. Let me tell you this. The Vox Pop platform is this. The pipe for every smoker in Kentucky Club and every pipe. Let me give you a tin of our good old Kentucky Club, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. Wally, what do you got? All right, Park. Well, we have to drop that microphone just a little bit. Now, will you tell us your name, sir?
James Jaffe.
And what is your business here at the convention, Mr. Jaffe?
I'm the executive secretary of the Committee on Arrangements.
That is, you are practically in charge of the business that goes on the floor?
Well, next to my boss, Sam Pryor, I'm in charge.
How did you feel when the boys were sort of throwing things here last night for a while?
Well, I felt pretty good because they started throwing them at both Mr. Pryor and myself. They're all right.
I see you were in the middle of it, huh? All right, now here's our running question. You take your favorite candidate and guess what ballot he's going to be nominated on. Any candidate at all?
On the...
the nominee. Any candidate.
The sixth ballot.
The sixth ballot. Put that down, please, for Mr. Jaffe. All right, now, I want to give you a chance at some dollar questions, Mr. Jaffe. What city held both conventions in the same year?
Chicago, Illinois, in 1932.
May I present you with a dollar, sir? You don't object to winning a dollar.
No, I certainly do not.
Who were the two first vice presidents of the United States? That also official called for a ballot.
The first two was John Adams and...
That's right.
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson for a dollar. These are Republican dollars, by the way, Mr. Jaffe, we're giving away this evening.
One of those was a Democratic vice president.
That's right. Identify these men, if you can, by their political nom de campaign, so to speak. The Silver-Tongued Orator. You got to get all these right.
Bryan.
Alfalfa Bill.
Murray, governor of Oklahoma.
Uncle Joe.
Cannon, the Speaker of the House.
Cotton Ed.
Smith, a senator of South Carolina.
And Old Hickory.
Jackson, president and...
Boy, you're entirely too good here. Now, just one more thing. What president married a lady by the name of Lou Henry?
Herbert Clark Hoover.
And what president married a lady by the name of Grace Goodhue?
Calvin Coolidge.
Very good. There's another dollar. See, you're getting rich around here.
I might as well give this Red Cross.
Well,
I've been soliciting around
here. I appreciate the fact that if you would. Now, tell me the five fundamental things that are the reason for a Republican National Convention. The five fundamental things that it does.
You mean this president convention?
Anyone.
Well, this one is to elect the next president of the United States.
Yes. And what else?
Well, that's the five... Five of the best reasons.
Five of the best. All right. I want you to accept with our compliments our package of brand new Julep cigarettes, mint cooled and frosted to give you through the thrill. Thank you very much.
We appreciate it.
You know, Parks, you certainly do manage to stay calm and steady through all the excitement around here.
Wally, I'll tell you something. This afternoon, my blood pressure must have jumped at least 20 points here at the convention. I knew I had to settle down, so I grabbed my hat and took a stroll around the block. First thing I did was light up a pipe full of good old Kentucky Club tobacco. And listen, when that cool and mellow white burly pipe smoke started rolling over my tongue, I began to cool off right away. A good pipe smoke will always do that for you. That's why I want every man to smoke a pipe. It's easy with Kentucky Club tobacco. No bite, not a trace of sting. And to top it all off, it has a wonderful aroma. The reason is that Kentucky Club is all white burley, the greatest and most fundamental pipe tobacco improvement in the entire history of tobacco blending. Men, get a pipe for yourself tonight, and with it, get a couple of tins of Kentucky Club tobacco.
Every tin and every big humidor canister of Kentucky Club carries easy directions for getting a fine Willoughby Taylor pipe, made of handsome imported briar with a single-unit filter, cooler, and reamer. Vox Pop, remember, is the voice of the people, and Kentucky Club, the choice of the people. Okay, Parks,
yes,
you're back
sir.
On.
Bruce left this gentleman through right here with the sergeant-at-arms on there. Tell me your name, sir, first.
Vic McKenzie.
Mr. McKenzie, you are sergeant-at-arms of this great convention.
That's right, sir.
Where's your home?
Salem, Oregon.
Salem, Oregon. Before we get into anything else, your guess as to what ballot the nominee will be named on.
I'm going to take the lucky seven.
Lucky seven for Mr. McKenzie.